You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Friday, April the 13th. Because of the inclement weather over this side of the Irish Sea, we've got several abandonments, which means that we're going to be covering Ballinrobe on the service here today, set to be run on heavy ground, but very competitive stuff there at one of Ireland's more pleasant, let's say, summer jumping venues. On to Ballinrobe then, and it's jumpers all the way for this six-race card due to be run on heavy ground. Not a particularly strong maiden for the mares to kick off the card at 5:30. I'm going to go with 5 after midnight for the Philip Rothwell stable, who finished a really creditable fourth behind Gordon Elliott's Percy on hurdling debut when last seen. Prior to that, she'd run really well, or not really well, but respectably, let's say, when finishing mid-division behind subsequent champion bumper winner Relegate, who of course won at the Cheltenham Festival. Getaway Katie May, who was second, she won the mare's bumper yesterday at Aintree. So that form is absolutely rock solid, and there doesn't appear to be anything of any great strength or magnitude in this particular race. So with that run under her belt already in the bag over hurdles which she didn't shape too badly, and a good run in a few bumpers, I'd expect 5 after midnight there to justify her position in the market in the opener.
Race 2.
On to the 6 o'clock, and Gordon Elliott's Cressic looks as though he's been presented with a perfect opportunity here, having finished second and third in some really good maidens early on in the season. Unfortunately, he couldn't quite get the job done last time out at Limerick when he tipped up at the last. Whether he would have won or not is certainly open to question, because the grandson, the eventual winner, was certainly going as well, if not better, going down to the last. But once again, it was another good run by this gelding by Califet, and this race does look a particularly weak one. So hopefully Krezek can finally get his just rewards there in that 6 o'clock.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:30, the most competitive race on the card. And we've got several here that come in really good form. None more so than Nicaro, who finally laid his ghost to rest by winning a maiden last time out at Down Royal. But it was a particularly fast time. And clearly, he's in excellent heart. So is Perspectus from the Gavin Cromwell stable, who won on the flat the other day down in Navan. He's got some really good form on soft or heavy ground when going right-handed back in the day. So he's obviously got to be a factor. But the one I quite like here, even though he hasn't hit the ball out of the park on the speed figures, is this Reveling Pressure from the Sean O'Brien stable. Now, he really did catch the eye a couple of runs ago at Nace in a decent maiden when he wasn't knocked about in the hands of Rachel Blackmore. And he improved significantly last time out when winning a maiden down in Clonmel. He could not have won any easy. He literally travelled all over the favourite steer clear, won with any amount in hand. And off a mark of 116, I think this horse is particularly well handicapped. We know he goes on well on the ground. He's got a fantastically high cruising speed. And I think some of these well-run handicaps at this time of year, while the ground's still as the way it is really going to suit this six-year-old gelding. So Reveling Pleasure, quite a confident vote there to go well in the 6:30.
Race 4.
On to the 7 o'clock then, and a competitive race yet again. One or two punters will definitely want to get with Speaker Connolly, who was very easy winner the other day down in Wexford. But I'm going to stick with the tried and trusted formula, sticking with the inform Grizzle handicappers in races of this nature, and go with De Benno, who's been a revelation for James Grace so far this season. He's managed to win a couple of times over fences, this 13-year-old, but he's been doing really well over hurdles of late. And that run the other day down in Cork in an uber-competitive handicap, well, it was another one to suggests that his horse is maintaining his form really well. He goes really hard from the front. He keeps the gallop up. He loves heavy ground. And this sharp right-handed track should be absolutely ideal for the informed De Benno.
Race 5.
On to the 7:30, again another trappy looking race, but at the odds this morning I can't quite get my head round why Smokey Jojo is an 8-1 poke, albeit this horse is getting a little bit long in the fang because he's now a 12-year-old. He ran more than creditably the other day in quite a decent little conditions race down in Thurles when he chased down the 150 rated Diamond King, and incidentally he made that horse pull out all the stops late on. Back in third was Call the Taxi, who's rated 130, so for a horse rated 118 he's clearly run way beyond his expectations, and of course he's got some good form at the track for locally trained Steve McMahon. So round about, like I say, 8-1 this morning with Dennis O'Regan on board. Smokey Jojo is a decent each-way bet there in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and Paul Nolan's horse is remaining in good form. Rooster Byron won for the County Kildare handler yesterday, so I'm going to stick with his horse by Yum Zane. Eagle Rock, who has had the unfortunate issue of managing to finish run-up on his three starts so far under rules. His last run at Thurles the other day was a really good one. The winner won very easily, Young Ted, but I do like the way this gelding boy Yum Zane travelled in that race, and he just got outstayed by a very promising horse. Back in the field was a very short price favourite from the William Mullen stable, who was backed off the boards called Redfield. So there's a decent chance that the front two or three in that race were quite useful, given that they left the red-hot favourite for dead. Prior to that, he'd run well at Leopardstown behind a horse of Jessica Harrington's called Size in Potsy. And that form has also worked out well, with the winner going on to run well the other day down in Fairy House. Obviously, you've got to keep an eye on the market here, and there's been a bit of money for several unraced types, but I'm going to stick with the one with the form. We know he goes on the ground, he's got a good cruising speed, and hopefully today will be his day in the shape of Eagle Rock. Thanks very much then for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again on Sunday, of course, weather permitting, when we're going to be taking a look at a 7-race programme at Cork on the flat. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.